Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You got the touch.
The Astros are going back to the World Series.
You got the power. Yeah.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
After all is said and done, you never walk, you never run, you're aware.
All right, so weird. But apparently Major League Baseball has already made a decision on Brian Abreu, but they're not going to tell the Astros about it until about 5 o'clock. Whatever.
And people think you're out of line, thinking there might be some vendetta. Why can't you tell them now? Why does he have to wait until he gets to the ballpark to find out?
I hope the Astros just beat their ass today, just so everybody in the country can shut
them. I know.
There is so much talk about the cheating right now. Oh, can you stop?
Can you imagine how many people are cheering as hard as they can for the Rangers?
Oh, my gosh.
They will celebrate if the Astros lose. Here's what I said over the weekend that was scorned upon it by Rangers fans and media types. And I understand that. That's fine. But the point I made was Chris Young used to work in the commissioner's office. Chris Young told a common friend, he and I have a common friend, he told him that and my friend is an Astros fan, and he told my friend, they were a Little League game. He goes, look, we at the commissioner's office, we have stuff on other teams. We've got stuff on, this is how it was told to me. We've got stuff on Red Sox, on Yankees. He mentioned Dodgers, which is what caught my eyes. He said, but there is no Mike Fiers. There's no, and when he said things on them, he's talking about, I would assume from what I understand, it was having video, you know, using video monitoring systems, which was going on. We already know that throughout the league that was going on. Now, the manner in which you use it and how you got the information out there was, you know, maybe different. But it wasn't as egregious is what Houston did, obviously. I know, I'm just saying that just for you. So anyway, so the commissioner's office knew that other teams were doing it, but they sit out there and let the Astros twist in the wind. Okay. You know, you say it's because of no fires. Okay. But then he goes and becomes a general manager from the commissioner's office, the general manager of the Rangers. Now, he has friends in the commissioner's office. I'm not saying that this is some kind of conspiracy to cheat the Astros. What I am saying, though, is there can be a conscious or subconscious bias for a friend or against the Astros based on them cheating in the past and, you know, going through all this stuff with Chris Young. For the Astros to get a 2-game suspension after what happened with, and when I say Astros, Abreu, when there was no warning, it was a highly suspect situational beaning if that happened, where most people around, it's funny that everybody around baseball said, this just does not look like this would ever be a beaning. It just doesn't make any sense. And yet 6 umpires on the field said they all believed it was intentional. And then the ejection was bad enough. But then for the league office, who, by the way, Chris Young came from the league office, for the league office to suspend one of the Astros, if not the Astros' most consistent relief pitcher, for 2 games, which even if he gets in, I almost think it's impossible that he gets no games. They're going to make him have a suspension, which is going to be Game 7. And honestly, it's Nerys, who once again was pounding the, like, Nerys is really a lunatic right now, in a good way.
Yeah.
A good lunatic.
I'm all about that.
But you got Presley, Nerys, and I'm sorry. I'm just never going to trust Phil Maton. I'm sorry. It's just never, ever going to happen for me. The guy was left off the playoff roster last year.
I don't know why. He's pitched great for him.
He's been fine. I just can't. I remember him last year.
Well,
We got.
Oh, I thought this was a new year. That's right.
New year, new
year. This is a new year, so we got to stop saying. I mean, when I go to the games, they win. Now all of a sudden, it doesn't matter that it's a new year for you because you hate Maton. Look, Maton's been great, and I trust him in the seventh inning tonight. There, I said it. There,
over. Do you trust Montero?
Hell no.
Do you trust?
He sucks.
Do you trust? You know who I'd rather see right now? If it came down for me in a seventh inning, Hunter Brown over Maton. You know, I'd rather see Hunter Brown.
You know who
I know that's a crazy thing to say, but I feel like he's kind of maybe.
I would trust Verlander in a seventh inning.
Yeah, I mean, you're burning him for game one, but yeah.
It's on Friday. He's got to throw a bullpen today anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think you throw the same way in a game that you're going to throw a bullpen. Inning. But
yeah, you would. You go all out in your bullpen. I don't know, 3 days before, 4 days before.
We'll
this
ask
is
Roger.
4 days before.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't care. You got to win.
I'd rather have a bunch of starters and no relievers other than Presley and Nerys. It used to be anybody last year. Now I'm like, I'm just nervous about every reliever now.
Listen, and with 4 days rest, you could start Fromber in game one in the.
That'll be great.
Good. Good. We can maybe get Fromber and all. Make sure we see him.
Oh, we can start Fromber in game one?
Fromber at home? No. Nothing. Nobody's better than Fromber at home.
Well, if you go to Philly, it won't be at home.
That's right.
If Philly gets in, it won't be at home.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's hear from Dusty talking about how he used the Abreu last night and the hearing that's looming now.
I thought about using him two innings today, you know, had the decision been made, but you'd hate to, you know, have the the fine and the suspension go past tomorrow, and then I wouldn't have had Abreu tomorrow, you know, had he gone two innings. So, you know, you wish you had a decision, you wish you had some final decision, by the status. So, you know, we took a shot there. Hopefully some of this will be postponed and we'll have him tomorrow as well.
I don't know if it's going to be postponed.
Let's revisit what you said. You have seen that the decision has been made, but they are not letting the Astros know.
No, he's going off of what Robert Flores said. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Robert Flores said that. I trust Robert Flores.
What kind of nonsense is that?
But did Robert Flores say that's? I think Robert Flores was supposing that was the case. I don't know that he knew that for a fact.
I don't know. Is there something being reported that we haven't seen? Maybe he's got some inside information that we don't have. Because he said for whatever reason.
Oh, I think they've already made their decision.
They made their decision, I think but they're not letting them know until 5 o'clock.
I guarantee. I'll just tell you this much. If you want to go $100 on it right now, my bet is that they've reduced his suspension to one game. Okay, well, it's still a game seven. You know, great. You still are doing this in a critical game seven where the Astros can't score at home. Like, I guarantee you I would want to have Abreu ready tonight. Guarantee that.
So, Lance, you said you don't trust Phil Maton, correct?
I mean, not...
He didn't pitch in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
But he has gone 12 consecutive outings without giving up an earned run in the playoffs.
How many hits?
Back to 2011.
2021.
Excuse me, 2021. He's given up hits, but he's gotten out of everything. I don't know about inherited. I'm trying to see if he's given up inherited stuff. But
no, he was good in 21. Well... He struggled in the last series in 21, I think, against the Braves. But he was really good before that Braves series, Maton was. Well, he's been good so far. I can't. Maton makes me too nervous. I don't want to see him.
He has been great this postseason. Great.
I know. He looked good. He threw that little slider to Garcia. And then Garcia got justice with that grand slam.
Because he's a hero.
Yeah, okay. We know where this is going. Just trying to make me explode. Okay.
Should I?
He had the golden sombrero. Oh, justice is served. And a game that's already over, he had a grand slam. No one cared that point. We're all walking out the door.
Oh,
I just looked at
Ranger fans cared.
I just looked at his baseball reference page, and it's been changed. It's Adolis Hero Garcia.
Oh, my gosh. They're already calling him a hero?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so Bregman, we heard Bregman afterwards. And it's another tip your cap. Let's hear Bregman tip his cap.
He doesn't say that again.
You tip your hat to them. They threw the ball extremely well. We didn't do enough offensively tonight, obviously. But tomorrow's game 7, win or go home. So I know everyone's in here is excited tomorrow. And, yeah.
How can you use your just the playoff experience that you have in these kind of situations for tomorrow?
I think you just go about it the same way. You show up, you get ready to compete, get ready to work, and yeah.
Alex, what do you guys pull from going into a game 7, knowing it's at home? Like, what do you tap into?
I mean, Minute Maid was rocking tonight. That was awesome to see. We love playing here in front of our fans, and we can't wait to get here tomorrow.
Alex Biggio just continues to tip his cap. Wow. Now, Dubon said this. This is more definitive. Here's Mauricio Dubon on why he believes the Astros will win.
Mauricio, what makes you believe in this group that you guys can get this done tomorrow?
We're Houston.
That's enough. That is awesome.
We should have just led with that.
We're Houston.
We should have led with that.
Guess what we do?
You know
we
what?
We win.
Bregman sounds like a man with kids. A man with kids and kids and a wife now.
Well, you know why I say that?
Because he's part of the hometown. Not that Bregman hasn't performed, but he's part of the hometown. We can't win at home because all the kids.
Well, and Dubon's married with kids too, I think, isn't he? Or has he got kids? I don't know,
but I heard this. He's married, but I don't know if he has kids. But I heard this also. Somebody who works for the Astros made a comment to a friend of mine. They said, man, this team has a ton of young kids running around. Like, there's a ton of young kids who are not on the team, but young kids behind, you know, that the dads have.
Young dads.
And he's like, there might be something that's not getting enough sleep thing or whatever, because they get plenty of rest on the road. But
put them in a hotel then.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Put them in a hotel.
Baseball's the most superstitious sport. Why are they not staying in a hotel today?
Right.
Simulate a road game. Absolutely. I would.
914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. I'm talking about a way that you can play tonight's game. Do you want to bet on it? Well, do you have a place to play? I got one. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Perfect place for you to go and get your game on. Perfect place for you to go get your bet on. Listen, you know who's going to win. You love football. You want to bet on football. The NBA is coming. The Rockets are going to be a better team. You're going to get good odds on the Rockets early on. People don't believe in them yet. So early on is a good time to bet the Rockets, where they're going to be surprising a lot of people. You know the NHL. They're playing now. Do you want to take advantage of your NHL knowledge? Soccer, playoffs, baseball, World Series is coming up. All of these places that you can play. You get a cash bonus up to $200 when you make your initial deposit there, and you can take it out right away. It's easy to play, win, get paid. It's the same with parlays. You can cash out early. This doesn't happen at any other place. So you're looking for a great way to win, play, and get paid. An easy site to navigate with thousands and thousands, literally thousands of different bets that you can make on a daily basis. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
Toss a coin to your witch.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence. John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Gilbert is here. I think Gilbert is going to say that the Astros are going to win tonight.
I think you're right. I think that's what he's going to say. Gilbert. Now, he may surprise us and say better luck next year. We don't know. The coin has spoken. In this case, Gilbert is the coin.
Gilbert is the coin.
If you're a coin boy right now, heads.
The coin has spoken.
The coin has spoken.
Heads, Gilbert says the Astros are going to win tonight. And tails, Gilbert says better luck next year.
Which one is it going to be? Gilbert, Which one is it going to be? Better luck next year or Astros going to win tonight?
Better luck next year anyway.
Oh, Gilbert.
The coin has spoken.
Gilbert, why do you think that?
The groundhog saw its shadow.
Today is the day of the holiday anyway.
What? National tight end today?
National
Today's
tight
holiday.
End?
Holiday.
Yesterday was National Tight End Day. What's the holiday
tight
today?
Tight end or tight ends?
National tight
end. Like Greg Olsen, Jeremy Shockey, tight ends.
Oh, those kinds.
Everybody up and down because the Raiders are going to win tonight anyway. They can't win at home anyway.
It's a holiday up in Dallas?
Yeah.
What kind of holiday?
It'll be a holiday because the Astros can't win, so it'll be a holiday up in...
So Gilbert, I really thought Gilbert would say they were going to win, but he said better luck next year.
He's going with the trend. Can't win at home.
Yeah. Anything else?
Anything else? You got any more questions?
Program book, John.
I got your program. Yes, he brought it up to East River 9. So yes, I do have it.
Lance will bring it to you.
No.
No, you will bring it to me, John.
That's right.
Gilbert, next time I see you, we'll get it to you.
Wendy's got to take that picture with him, remember?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
At the Christmas party. Well, it's the official Gilbert Christmas party this year.
Well, but Gilbert told you.
Yeah, I want to do a Christmas party, but I thought he was going out of town.
You what?
Oh, dude, we before.
What's happening? I thought it was your Christmas party this year.
Well, someone got to pick me up, take me over there, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to do that.
Well, we can send an Uber for you.
Contact Rashi for Child Toy Fix, Jennifer Reyna.
Mm-hmm. Get all of them.
Sylvester Turner. No, Lena Hidalgo. That's right. You wanted Lena Hidalgo. Okay, so Rashi, whoever that is, Lena Hidalgo, you wanted Jennifer Reyna.
And
Danielle Guzman. Olga Fenty.
You want Owen Confronti to come?
What's with the Owen Confronti thing?
Dave Ward?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, sure. So you've added to the party now.
Yeah, this list is growing. You've thought about this, apparently.
Anyone else?
Let's see.
What about Dana Holgorsen, head coach of University of Houston?
Well, I don't know.
Not him. No,
they don't care.
How about anybody from the Rockets?
No.
Yeah.
Bill Worrell.
There you go.
Bill Worrell. Well, that was definitive. Would you like anyone? What about D'Amico Ryans from the Houston Texans?
Yeah, Dan Pastorini.
Okay, well.
He said, Dan Pastorini.
Yeah, Dan Pastorini. Okay. All right. Pierce, he's got a certain type.
Gilbert, vintage. He doesn't want any current.
Well,
he doesn't
want any Guzman and
I'm talking about
hot
as far as
girls and vintage guys.
Vintage Houston
and vintage
sports
guys,
figures.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And then Owen Confronti for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because he trusts Owen Confronti from Channel 2 there.
Yeah, he does. I could see that. All right. Nobody from Channel 13.
Except for the one at the top.
Dave Ward.
Well, Dave Ward. Yeah.
Dave Ward
that
and Wendy.
That came late. That was a late
Can Dave
ad.
Ward and Wendy come
at
together?
At the same time?
Yeah. Can maybe Wendy stop by, pick
Phrasing.
Up Dave Ward and bring him by?
Phrasing.
Phrasing, though.
He said it, not me.
Phrasing.
Phrasing. What is...
Okay.
You knew what you were doing.
You
knew
said exactly it, not us.
But I didn't have a meaning behind it like you did.
Yeah.
All I said was phrasing.
He lit up with that opportunity.
Uh-huh. John did too.
Anything else, Gilbert? Any other predictions that we need to know about?
That's about it anyway.
That's
all.
Wait till next year, Astros. Anyway, I gave up anyway.
Okay, say that.
I'm hungry. I'm starved to death. I couldn't eat a whole day yesterday. Anyway,
what happened?
Couldn't eat the whole day?
Why not?
Worried about the darn Astros. Anyway.
Oh, wow. He was worried about the.
Well,
darn
that didn't end until. Oh, you were worried the whole day about
the Astros.
Worried
all day. Couldn't eat.
Yeah. Did you eat after
the
game?
That's a fan.
Yeah, it is a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you not eat? Maybe,
hey, Gilbert, are
maybe
you...
you need to fast for the Astros today.
Well, no, because
yeah,
Gilbert can't. He tried
well
fasting
anyway.
Yesterday. And
it didn't
work. Yeah. Hey, Gilbert, did you know that we have... You don't listen to our show, do you?
Yeah, I listen to your show.
You do? I thought you told us you just call us sometimes. You don't listen.
Yeah, I don't listen. Yeah.
Which is it?
Watch the TV anyway.
Okay. So you do listen or you don't listen?
Yeah, I listen to my Alexa anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Alexa is what he said?
Can you say that again? Uh-oh. So you have a good week. I'll talk to you Wednesday, okay?
Hold on. How do you listen to the show?
By Alexa. Hello?
Say hello, Alexa.
Yeah, anyway,
I'm okay,
then, I'll talk to you later.
Wait. Before
he's not your puppet.
Hold on, I know. Before
clearly,
I know. Before you go, though, do you know that Roger Clemens is on with us every day after the playoffs?
Did you know that?
Have you listened to any of that?
No.
Oh, I thought you listened to the show.
He doesn't. You said you listened on Alexa.
No.
The moment he couldn't get anything from the Roger Clemens stuff, he was out. Remember he asked, like, can I get a picture, Roger, or something like that, when we mentioned that Roger joins us? And we said, no, that's not going to happen. Yeah. He was out.
Oh, we told Gilbert that Roger was with us?
He don't want no piece of that. He's already disappointed in him.
Why? Is Roger going to take a picture with him? No. Then why is he listening?
Maybe. What about Roger coming to your Christmas party, Gilbert?
Who?
Roger Clemens.
Don't start that.
Who?
Yeah, invite him also. Anyway,
okay, we'll invite him. We'll see. We'll see how many of these guys show up. We're going to invite them all. We'll see who shows up.
Just send out an invitation.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken an Uber, Gilbert?
What?
What's that?
Uber, a ride share. Have you ever taken a... I don't think he's going to know this
Do you
one.
Know what Uber is?
So you know what Uber is? It's like a taxi. Okay?
No.
He doesn't
okay,
know.
It's like a taxi. If we sent that over to you to pick you up, would you get in a car and be
No, I won't. I don't like strangers no more.
No more? What did you ever like strangers?
No more of that, no.
Well, did you ever get in a taxi?
Oh, he just told you, no more strangers.
Long time ago, not no more. It's dangerous now.
Oh, it's dangerous to get in a taxi now?
Yeah. Wow.
That sucks. That sucks. No more taxis, everybody. It's dangerous out there. No, it's dangerous to walk, Gilbert. If you get into an Uber, you're safe. Okay?
No buses, no running.
No buses
either. It's dangerous
either.
Out there. I don't want to get killed.
So you're not taking buses anymore? No taxis, no Ubers,
no,
none of that?
No,
how do you get around?
No.
Just
no.
your bike?
He's telling you, no, bike. But you can't.
My mom takes me anyway, okay. You know, but she's sleeping.
Well, we don't want her to go anywhere right now.
Yeah. Well, how are we going to get you to the party?
Somebody's going to come pick me up.
Lance?
Well, we were going to send somebody to pick you up.
Someone he knows has got to go pick him up.
What if we send
John will pick me up anyway.
Hey, there it is.
John, yeah.
John will go pick
you up. John won't be able to. What? We have a show to do that day.
Well,
I can't do
get
it.
Get up early and pick him up.
I can't. At what, 5 in the morning?
Why not?
No, we ain't doing it. We can't do that.
Yeah.
I got to get to the show, Gilbert. I can't pick you up that day. So we're gonna have to.
Hold on,
Lance can.
How
probably.
About you, Lance?
Lance,
huh?
How about you?
He's
Lance?
Usually late
yes.
for the show
you're
anyway.
You're way out there.
You're closer than I am.
But you can get on 610 quick.
Gilbert, I think Lance can. He's always late to the show anyway. That doesn't matter, right? Yeah. No, you can get in an Uber, Gilbert.
No, he's afraid. Too dangerous.
No, I'm not dangerous, okay? Oh. No Uber, okay?
You ain't going to kill him in an Uber.
No. All right, we got to break it here.
What about Lyft?
Oh, you think there's a difference? Lyft's more,
Lyft
it's safer?
More, well, it's pink.
In his
it's
mind?
It's more reliable.
Maybe Gilbert feels it's safer.
It's pink.
Gilbert likes pink.
We know what Gilbert feels about certain things. I don't know if pink's going to help the cause.
Well, Uber is black, right? Right? Uber black.
There is an Uber black. Don't mention that.
No, but the letters and the logo's black.
Yeah, but don't mention that.
And the Lyft is pink.
I don't think either one works for him.
You don't think
for
it's
different
work?
Reasons.
He doesn't want. He already said he's out on strangers.
Yeah.
He's out on every stranger?
Every stranger.
Okay.
He's not even taking buses
If you know
anymore.
Gilbert and you're an Uber driver, will you pick him up?
He's not going in a ride. He's not going in a ride. No, Gilbert, I already know. You're not going in somebody's car you don't know, right?
Right.
What if they're one of our listeners, though?
He doesn't know them.
Who know you. Well, what if our listener knows you?
How does... This doesn't help.
Yeah.
Okay, well, talk to you later, okay?
We're going to break it. You got to talk about your patio. There is some stuff here on Twitter that we definitely had to get to from the weekend. Let's do it on the other side. But first, you need to talk about Texas Custom Patio.
Well, because Texas Custom Patio is noteworthy. It's worthy of conversation. When you see just my patio, for first and foremost, it's not a patio so much as it's an outdoor living space. I've got the furniture out there. I've got one of those zero-gravity lawn chairs. I can really relax, kick back. Big screen TV, sound system. It's hooked up into the roof. Had a kitchen put into it, so I've got the grill that we use all the time, refrigerator, warmers. You can get a flat top cooktop. They can really do anything that you're looking for. Do multiple TVs. What they do is they take the space that you have and they turn it into basically a brand new room at your home, only it's outdoors. Now, they can enclose these. They can add shade. They can do pretty much anything you can imagine. They've done thousands of jobs so far, and they are considered the best. They win awards every year when it comes to what they are building and the process they go through. They don't skip steps. They don't take shortcuts. What you pay for is what you get, and frankly, I think you get more than what you pay for when it comes to the value with your home and it comes to the value of your quality of life. Texas Custom Patios, the finest stone that you're going to find, and natural stone and appliances will make this a truly space that will really elevate your quality of life. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Aya cane powder.
It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadly poisons known to man.
Back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, that home run by Haim, 336 feet. Only one other park would have been a home run in Major League Baseball. Yankee Stadium. That's it. And Tucker usually, I mean, everything about Tucker in this series has just been, holy crap. It has just been awful. What happened to Kyle Tucker?
Even Roger mentioned his body language.
Everything. Everything about it.
His body language has just been so funky. Maybe he heard you were trying to bench him.
I'm trying to bench Pena. And oh, by the way, Dusty keeps doing it, benching him because he can't hit. So we got to take him out of the games now. And I know since he won a World Series MVP that he's great. Oh, that's right. This is a different year. He hasn't been great. He's been bad. He's been bad. That's right. It's been awful. So this has really been awful. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here before we hit news of the weird. I think we touched on just about everything. Is there anything that we missed?
The awful UH spot.
The awful Pittsburgh spot.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, no longer a Heisman candidate, right? Oh, is that it?
Lincoln Riley has the same record through 22 games that Clay Helton had.
And Jimbo is two games behind Kevin Sumlin.
Yes.
Jimbo Fisher is two fewer wins than Kevin Sumlin had at the same point. And 17-5 Lincoln Riley is, which is what Clay Helton was.
I think this is going to be it for Jimbo this year. I think Jimbo's done, and the Dana one is going to be really – may come down to a decision about it'll come down to, like, this is the best – the guy, one of the guys who texts me who is always just anti-Dana. He just is not a fan of Dana's at all. You know what he texts me this week? He texted me – I'm going to tell you what he said. This guy's anti-Dana, wants to get rid of Dana, in the middle of games will text me. And this is what he said. I'm really proud of the way U of H played and fought and came back against Texas. It's the best I've seen them fight the entire time Dana's been here. I'm truly and honestly proud of the way they played. The interception U of H threw in the end zone was a killer, but the horrible third down spot the officials gave us late in the game was absolutely criminal. And then, in my opinion, Dana calls a horrible play on fourth down. Do we not have a quarterback sneak and play? U of H could have and should have won that game. But they did play. Cougs did play. Down 21-0. I thought it was just going to be a rout. I mean, a true rout.
No, I really do think Dana certainly gained a lot of. If there's no such thing as, you know, whatever
moral victories,
moral victories.
Yeah, but that
Dana gained a lot of faith from a fan base. That's the best I've seen it there. That's the most excited I've seen the fan base, and maybe since Dana's been there, that was the best crowd. And I think everybody was squarely behind and proud of the way that they played. Even though they got screwed and they lost the game, everybody was, Mal, if they could have won that game, holy crap. If the refs would have let them win, but they didn't. But even still, I thought Dana gained a lot of points. Everybody feels the same way. They really were happy about the way that the Cougs played in that game.
Yeah, you have to be.
Let's get Big Mike in here. Hey, Big Mike.
Hey, I just want to get the Astros a shout out. And to that guy, Flores and Gilbert, y'all got to get out of here today with that negativity, man. Not today. I agree with Johnny G. Astros winning 7-3. Javier's going 7 strong innings. Maldonado's coming over the base with loaded, hitting a 2-run double. Astros are 7, man. Let's go.
You're right. You're right. See, that Big Mike knows about it.
Big Mike, you're saying Big Mike is on point?
Big Mike is definitely
3-2 Gilbert is on point.
Gilbert is off. Gilbert has been wrong. Didn't he have the Heat winning in 5?
Yes. He did also predict someone dying in October, and he got that right.
He did get that right, but she was in intensive care.
No, but he predicted that months ago.
Yeah.
Suzanne Summers?
No, Suzanne, he knew she was sick. He knew that she was sick.
But predicting the month of her death?
Yeah.
Months beforehand?
Well,
she could have died earlier.
I mean, Lance is going to die in 2027. Okay, what?
Well, Dell got a death date put on him last week.
Right.
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
It didn't feel great.
It doesn't. There's something about him. So me and Dell started watching a show, not together.
That'd
I watched his show, Bodies. It's a new show on anything that says dystopia, I tend to take a look at. And you need to see this show, John. It's pretty wild. It's the same dead body shows up in 3 different time periods. Once in the 1890s, once in 1941, and once in 2023. And then they introduce another element to it. And it's like, what the hell? I think it's pretty well done. I don't know about you. But I'm just getting to, I'm in episode 5. And things
that.
Are really.
You don't?
It's scary.
No, it's not. It's not scary.
It's mind-bending, but it's not
mind-bending.
Scary.
It's not scary.
It's a thriller.
It's kind of like Dark was.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, it all really these, does a lot of
same
stuff.
Same
dead body appears in, like, multiple times. And then there's a future time period where we find out why it could have happened. Yeah, I think, I don't know if John would be into it. It doesn't start fast, but John might be out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be an locked-in active watcher. From the get-go.
Oh, yeah, you can't be goofing around.
No, if I find something interesting, I'll stay with it. I heard this weekend
that... But you go out on stuff quick, though.
I will.
They got to rope you in.
Old Dads. Have you seen this?
I watched 30 minutes of it. I was hoping it would be so much better, but it was pretty hacky. And I love Bill Burr. I think Bill Burr's comedy is hilarious. But I knew where everything was going. It was like, it wasn't subtle at all. It wasn't as good as I was hoping it would be much better. It just wasn't very well done.
It's a movie. It's not a series.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
And it's him and Bobby Cannavale and Joaquin Woodbine. And they're older dads. Like, they're in their 40s. One guy's like 50, I think. Or Bill Burr is close to being 50 in this. Even though I think he's over 50 now. But he's close to being 50. And they all, you know, one of them already has a little kid. And he's already whipped because his wife has this. She's already doing the whole... You express your feelings. This kid is a bad kid. You know, he hit another kid with a stick, and she goes out and tries to, you know. And Bill Burr is, of course, the guy who trips that same kid who hit his kid with a stick, and you know, he fights against all the overly PC stuff. Like, of course, you in your heart you kind of like this railing against the overly PC stuff. You know, it's kind of funny when you make fun of it, but at the same time, I just didn't think it was very well done. The jokes, it had potential. I just think it could have been done a little better. It's fine. I mean, you know, it's fine, but it's not. Bill Burr's much funnier when he's saying this stuff in a show than when he has it in a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Bill Burr says this in a show, and it's hilarious the way he positions everything. In the movie, a lot of it just felt kind of forced.
It's meh. It's not. Yeah. All right, let's get Brian Kelly in before we get to News of the Weird. Hey, Brian Kelly.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, are the Jets the best team in the AFC East? And where's my African-American Dell at? Does he watch the nightcap with Carolina Sanchez? Or does he prefer Myra Moreno or Micah Hapsville?
Which questions do we want to get to first?
Eric, what did you want?
No, Brian Kelly, not Eric.
Oh. It's Brian Kelly, the head coach of LSU.
Of LSU. Formerly of Notre Dame and Cincinnati. Which question do you want to address first, John?
The Jets.
Are they the best team in the AFC East? Not if Zach Wilson remains their quarterback. What's then the other question? Nightcap, I don't watch local news very much, so I'm going to say I don't have a favorite. Anything else? Brian?
Yes. If the Astros lose, will Roger Clemens deny that the Rangers won since he's a Trumper?
I don't know if he's. You don't think he's fact based?
What? Eric continues to.
No,
get
not
time?
Eric. Brian what? Kelly.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
Beat it, Brian Kelly.
Head coach of the LSU Tigers.
He's your head coach.
No, I beat it. Beat it, Brian.
You're
going
to hang up
I'm
on
done
an
with
LSU
him
head
too.
Coach?
How do you lose those games when you're as good as you are offensively?
They beat Army. Why are you crying?
How terrible.
They beat Army. They handled Army.
How terrible is their defense? How did you not? Same with Lincoln Riley. How did you not put anything into that? I thought Josh Pate was dead on when Lincoln Riley is going, hey, we had some guys open and we didn't hit them. Really? As many games as I've had to save your ass because you have no defense and you're going to criticize me, Caleb Williams? The thought is Lincoln Riley might go to wherever Caleb Williams goes.
Why
would they want Lincoln
Riley? Didn't Arizona just suffer through, let's hire the head coach because the quarterback plays in an offense that we think is great with the cliff thing?
I don't know. Go
didn't
figure.
We just watch that happen and not work out well?
Yeah. Go figure.
Let's find. Does Caleb like Call of Duty too? Is he a big video game guy too?
Listen, he made. Yeah. Would you rather right now have Kyler or Josh Dobbs?
Well, it's not like Arizona's winning games with
no,
Josh Dobbs.
No, dude threw for 100 yesterday.
Yeah, I think
yesterday.
I'd take Kyler.
Yeah, I'd take Kyler, but not at that price tag.
Well, no.
I'd rather have cheap Josh Dobbs and then run it into the ground and go get a new quarterback.
No. Do you?
That's actually the option.
The new quarterback is Caleb or Drake May.
These quarterbacks are going to have to, honestly, these teams, at some point somebody's going to figure out you can't just give elite quarterback money to everybody. Like, you can't give Kyler Murray that. You can't give Daniel Jones that. At some point, teams are going to figure out, man, this is killing us.
Mm-mm.
It's killing us. Look at the Colts gave. They gave in to Jonathan Taylor's demands just like all the fans wanted. And now Zach Moss looks like he's just as good. Like, for a fraction of the cost, you could have had Zach Moss pounding away for a couple of years, and then you get a new running back.
I mean,
you know, you have to stick to what the value proposition is in NFL. Texans don't really have to worry about that because none of their players are really good. So, what's the worst contract dispute right now for the Texans? Oh, man. Like, for the Astros, like, what happens with Kyle Tucker? Do you do Brian Abreu early? What do you do? What's the conversation with the Texans? Should you?
There is none. Well, Nico is your conversation.
Wow.
Well, they already gave Titus Howard his money.
Yeah, that was the question to me, and I thought it was a legit question you should be asking, but they didn't.
Yeah. All right, we've got to break it here. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, followed by our good friend Paul Gallant. Right now, though, we're talking John Daspit.
Yeah, John Daspit, who he's the reason that we have Roger Clemens on for this year, for last year. John Daspit is just finished doing an NIL shoot with the U of H basketball team yesterday. He's, of course, sponsors. I know he'd like to sponsor University of Texas basketball, but they won't allow him to because people are conspiring against him. But that's besides the point. What I will say is that John Daspit fights for you and makes sure that you are going to get what you deserve, which is if you're injured by someone, if you've ever been injured in an accident that was through someone else's neglect, they want to make sure that they are fighting for you, that the Daspit Law Firm is fighting for you to get the money that you have coming to you for your injury, your pain and suffering, for your medical bills, for your stay in the hospital, obviously part of your medical bills, really for time missed work, for physical therapy, everything that goes into it. There's a lot of things that go into it, and John Daspit and his law firm understand that, and they are going to fight for you and get you the money that you deserve and that you should have coming to you through the insurance company. They'll fight for you, whether it's the, you know, getting a deal taken care of or whether it's going to court. They are going to win. Huge winning percentage. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713. Call now.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. All systems go.
Houston is all systems go.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. So, have you seen this? Saudi Arabia wants to host the 2035 Women's World Cup. Think it's the perfect place for the Women's World Cup, Dell?
No.
You don't think that it is the perfect place for a Women's World Cup? Why?
Considering the way they treat women, for the most part, I don't think they're going to be down with the protest that the women who are actually playing start to exhibit once they get there. I feel like it's a bad option. It's a bad place to go showcase women's athletics.
Kind of like that World Cup that was in Qatar, and they're like, no, we're going to allow alcohol, and everyone got there like, no alcohol!
Does Saudi Arabia...
Hey, bait and switch!
Does Saudi Arabia have a women's soccer team? Because that's part of the deal. You actually have to have a women's soccer team.
Yeah, they automatically are qualifiers.
Yeah.
They do, to answer the question.
So, I'm not sure. Do they have... Are they allowed to... I mean, do they have to wear the...
I don't know.
To answer your question, they have to...
Shorts?
They can choose, yes, but they can choose to wear the head coverings or not. It's not mandatory.
And shorts they can wear with their legs exposed?
Well, they got the long socks. The long socks go above the knee. Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of which, a Nigerian woman...
Speaking of which...
Was rescued. She's in Iraq.
I was like, what?
Speaking of which...
They don't even wear head coverings.
In Iraq, a Nigerian woman was rescued from killing herself. How awesome is that?
How so?
Well, I mean, she wanted to kill herself, but she was rescued from it. So, Iraqis.
That's the end of the story?
Well, not really.
I didn't think so.
Now she's been sentenced to death.
Of course, for trying to kill herself.
We're
going to stop you from doing... We're going to stop
and you.
You
know how?
Let us do it.
And how she's... What sentence she got?
What?
A beheading?
Beating. No.
They're going to beat her to death?
Beat her to
so
death.
So she probably chose a very humane way...
In Iraq.
So this woman chose probably a very humane way of ending her life. They're like, no, you don't.
No.
We're going to beat you to death.
Wow, that's terrible.
That appears to be a little bit aggressive.
Look, they said, we don't mind if you die, but let us do it.
Let us choose how you die.
Yeah.
We'll tell you how you die.
Apparently a convicted child molester set up camp outside of a school across the street from a school with a sign that read, free fentanyl. And then they had to shut that down and arrest him. He should probably have not been...
Free fentanyl?
Free fentanyl for what? The kids. Yeah.
That doesn't even make
Come
sense.
Come on, kids. Free fentanyl.
Boy, you want to really stay low-key.
Yeah.
Offer fentanyl.
Free fentanyl.
One of the worst killers in the world right
Don't
now.
Don't see how that didn't turn out well for him. Watertown. Ironically...
I'm going to guess that there's a huge drought.
They've run out of water.
Yeah.
Watertown.
Where is it, in California?
Has run out of water. I don't know. I lost it. An Everett school board candidate is running for the school board on quality leaming environments.
What?
Yeah. Apparently that's the sign that he wanted to bring it out. He wants quality leaming environments.
So the guy who's running on a platform for education can't spell learning.
Have you seen some school board members over the years in different places?
I have.
It's
not the best of the best.
It's all over the place. It is disappointing who gets spots on those areas.
A Portuguese tourist says he was jailed in Turkey for looking gay.
I saw that.
If you look gay, do you think Turkey is a place what that you
look,
should?
What is look gay? Neat, well coiffed.
Yeah,
manicured,
I'm trying to figure out what they decided.
Well dressed. Like what is
what Turkey decided looking gay is?
I don't know, but I don't want Turkey to decide whether
you,
or not
Turkey I look and Iraq gay. Are not having a good news of the weird. Woman tried to kill herself, so she's going to be beaten to death. Man was arrested for looking gay.
Looking gay. Did you see Michigan State had to apologize?
I saw this.
Deeply sorry after Hitler was the answer to a trivia question on their giant video board.
I think it was even worse. Was it that or was it like, where is this person from? It was either one.
Yeah, it was. Where's Hitler
from? And Austria was the answer, but they had Hitler as the example of, don't think Germany. I know you think it's Germany, but we're going to trick you.
Haha, tricked you.
And the creator of the quiz was like, actually, they didn't even ask. Like, Michigan State put off, hey, this isn't what us. It was a third party. And the creator was like, hey, they didn't even ask me if they could use it.
Hey, they didn't ask his permission?
No.
Okay. All right. Apparently, a new survey has found that it's getting too expensive to have fun. Do you agree it's too expensive to have fun anymore?
Oh,
what type of fun?
Like, I mean,
that's
obviously,
what I'm saying.
No, I don't think it's too expensive.
Fun
to have
is fun. Free. Fun is
okay.
Free.
Here's an example.
Unless you're paying for it,
disc golf doesn't cost you anything.
I see what you did there. We're not gonna go with what you,
you
said.
You have relations. You have disc golf.
Relations
is free.
Unless you're paying for it.
Now you have to pay for golf.
Unless you get married too.
Most humans have to pay for golf.
Still
got to
pay for it
free.
Then too.
Right. And my wife has to pay a lot for it.
Are you a gigolo?
Hey, easy, Richard Gere. Easy, Mr. Goodbar.
I mean, it's costly for her. Okay.
Well.
So, sure. Anyway, fun is free. Why do you mean you can't have fun anymore?
Fun can be free. Definitely.
Yes.
You're not
so
being
many
very
things.
Creative.
Not disc.
Well, that's pretty free. Much free, except for the
I know, but that's not fun. It's the whole
free.
Fun thing.
The frisbees?
Doesn't have to be fun.
It's free and fun. What do you mean?
Well, yeah. You pay for the frisbee, okay. And that's it. You go out there and play.
Yeah. See, I'm not sure about that, Lance. I'm not sure if that's
free
that.
And fun.
Not
fun and free.
Not free. All right. We, my friends, are done. Hope you enjoyed the show. Paul Gallant is next. We got game.
Tell people what the score is going to be.
7-3 Astros tonight. 7-3 final.
And don't listen to Gilbert saying better luck next year.
No. 7-3 Astros win it. If I bring that home tonight, what? You two will never hear the end of it. Ever. Ever, ever hear the end of it.
I'm just looking for an Astros win. Hopefully, like 5-2.
I want them to win.
I want
don't
them
make it to where we cheer for them to lose because of you.
No, I want them to win, but not 7-3.
Yeah, I don't want
I wanted them to win the division, but not by 6
games.
Don't come
here taking credit 8-1 either.
8-1, same thing.
No, it has to hit exactly 7-3.
No. And, oh, by the way, I said they win. You two have both said, okay, what do you got tonight?
I got them winning.
I got the Astros.
You? I don't believe him.
I got them winning.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, he's not very confident.
He doesn't believe it.
I got the Astros. I'm just nervous. I just, no matter how many championships they win or whatever, I just had that Houston stuff in me where I'm like, this is just typical. Max Scherzer's going to pull a Sterling Hitchcock.
I love facing Scherzer. We beat everybody, Kenley Jansen, Chris Sale, Clayton Kershaw. We don't care about big names.
No,
we kicked their ass.
Because we're Houston was the great answer.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's going to happen? Because we're Houston.
Because we're Houston.
I just wish you out loud wouldn't say, I want Max Scherzer. We kick Max Scherzer's ass like this.
No.
Just don't say that out loud,
John. We beat good
John.
Pitchers. Aroldis Chapman, we beat their ass.
He's not Max Scherzer.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Oh, he was when we beat him.
Does Aroldis Chapman get in the Hall of Fame?
Aroldis Chapman?
No.
No.
Just because you throw 105?
Okay, who's the underdog tonight? That's the question.
Well, in underdog fantasy, you're not necessarily the underdog. Not if you've done your homework. Not if you've studied. Do you know that they will have high and low on the Pick'em Challenge with the game tonight for your hometown team? They're going to have higher or lower on the statistics, higher strikeouts. Do you want to go lower on strikeouts, total bases, RBIs, hits, higher or lower? You have to pick at least two players, and you can go as many as five. But with this great opportunity for you, you can mix and match. you know, your baseball with future football. They're going to have basketball. They've got season-long basketball that's coming up. And, of course, the pick'em element with basketball as well, where you go higher or lower. When 20 times your play with when you hit 5 of 5. But don't forget this. When you use promo code Lance to sign up on the app, go to the App Store, download Underdog Fantasy, they're going to match. They're going to double your deposit up to $500. Can you believe that? That's huge. Used to be $100, now it's $500. But you must use promo code Lance. It's UnderdogFantasy.com. UnderdogFantasy.com. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operate. Terms apply. Call 800-GAMBLER if you feel like you have a problem, or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. God listens to us too.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.